And now, Mr. Barry Sullivan, outstanding motion picture and stage star in a drama of the unexpected, titled Mercy Killing.
My name is Arnold Stanton. I'm a salesman, a successful one. I live in a little frame house on a shady street out in the suburbs. I've been married for 12 years. All our friends say that Evelyn and I are an ideal couple, devoted to each other. But a few minutes ago, as I came through the front door, I decided to murder my wife.
Is that you, Arnold? You're a little late tonight, aren't you? You missed the bus. You're usually here by 6 and it's 5 after.
Yeah.
Oh, you look tired, darling. I think you've been working too hard lately. You really need a rest or you'll be ill one of these days. And I don't know what I'd do if anything should happen to you. But we won't ever talk about that, will we, dear? Now, you just sit down here and rest. That's what you need, rest.
Yes, I need a rest. A rest from Evelyn. Sometimes I hate her. Sometimes I'd like to take her throat in my hands and... It's always, darling, what did you do today? And, Arnold, what shall we have for dinner? Why, she can't even get her hair fixed without asking me first. I can't stand it. From morning till night, day after day, she hasn't a thought of her own. She's not a real person. No, she's nothing but a parasite feeding on my spirit. If I could leave her. No. Why, if I mentioned the word divorce, she'd have hysterics for a week. I couldn't break a heart like that. Leaving Evelyn would be worse than killing her. Yes, killing her. But how? It should be a simple crime. An accident, that's it. It's got to look accidental. A fall, that's logical enough. A fall on the stairs. No, no, in the bathtub and then... But not tonight. Tomorrow morning. Everyone knows she sleeps late. I'll ask her to get up early. No one will suspect. And then the first thing tomorrow morning...
Evelyn. You awake, Evelyn? She's gone. She downstairs already? Am I too late?
That you, darling? I got up early like you asked me to. I'm all ready for the tub and I'll have breakfast ready before you get dressed.
Don't hurry. There's plenty of time.
Now, I don't want you to be late because of me. I wouldn't want people to say that I wasn't a dependable wife.
Oh, Arnold, don't touch me. The tub is slippery and I might fall. Arnold, you're pushing me. Don't!
Everything seems very normal. The office, Miss Roberts, very normal. And Evelyn is dead and I'm safe. They can't have found her yet. They'll call me as soon as they do. Shouldn't be much longer. I wonder who will find the body. Probably it'll be that Mrs. Bronson down the street. Yes, Mrs. Bronson. She's the liveliest. No, no, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. She wouldn't call the police. She doesn't know anything is wrong. She'd think Evelyn was out shopping or something. Then... Tonight, when I come home, I'd have to find her. Oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want to go back into that bathroom. But I won't have to. I'll get a call any moment now. Anyway, by the time I'm back from lunch, everything will be all right then.
Did you have a nice lunch, Mr. Stanton?
Oh, you know how restaurants are these days. Any messages while I was out?
No, sir, not a thing.
Nothing at all?
No. Were you expecting something in particular?
No, no, just wondered. Well, I'll be in my office if you should need me. They would have called if they'd found her. I'd be notified right away unless something went wrong. Come in.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Stanton. I forgot to tell you when you just asked.
Yes?
There was a message for you. I don't know how I could have overlooked it. It was right on my pad.
What was it, Miss Roberts?
Oh, nothing urgent or anything like that.
What was the message?
It was from your wife. She's playing bridge and may be late getting home this evening. She didn't want you to worry about her.
I...
Is something wrong? I'm sorry, I forgot.
No. No, nothing at all. Thank you, Miss Roberts.
I won't let it happen again.
Can't be true. She's not alive. That was blood in the water. Her blood. I saw her die. She's not alive. Oh, Miss Roberts must have made a mistake. Yes, that's it, a mistake. She did forget the message at first. It must have come in before, yesterday, or last week. Miss Roberts was looking at the wrong page in a book. Of course, that's it. Just a mistake. A perfectly natural mistake. I shouldn't let a little thing like that upset me. I think I'll rest for a minute. I feel a little tired. I guess that's natural. I'll just relax for a moment.
It's after 5, Mr. Stanton. I'll be going now if there's nothing more.
No, I have to hurry along myself. I don't want to be late. Evelyn will be waiting for me.
Oh, no. Don't you remember? She's playing bridge.
Oh. Oh, yes, yes, of course. I forgot.
Well, good night, Mr. Stanton.
So it wasn't a mistake. Now, Miss Roberts doesn't make mistakes. And I have to go home. Home to Evelyn. Evelyn. Evelyn, are you there? Evelyn. Evelyn! I've got to open the bathroom door. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's no one in there, no one alive, just Evelyn. I've got to go in there. I'm not afraid of Evelyn. She's dead. I know she's dead. Well, what if she's alive? What'll she say? What'll she do? Well, maybe the police are waiting for me in there, waiting to see how I'll act. Well, no, I can't go in, not yet. Not until I know. If Evelyn is playing bridge, if she really is alive, she's at Mrs. Bronson's. I can find out.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Mrs. Bronson?
Yes. Who is this, please?
Arnold. Arnold Stanton.
Why, hello, Mr. Stanton. How are you?
I don't like to bother you, Mrs. Bronson, but there was a message for me this afternoon. Something about Evelyn. Bridge, I think. She isn't there with you, is she?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, she is. Oh. Would you like to speak to her?
Yes, I would.
Well, just hold on. Evelyn! Evelyn! Just a minute, Mr. Stanton. Are you still there, Evelyn? Hello? Hello?
Evelyn. Evelyn.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Stanton. Evelyn isn't here after all. She must have left while I was talking to you. She's probably on her way home now. She ought to be there any minute. Mr. Stanton, did you hear me? Mr. Stanton?
Evelyn. At last I know. The door is open and I know. There's Evelyn just as I left her. She's dead. Really dead. But Mrs. Bronson told me. They know. They must know. They're trying to trap me. The police must be outside right now waiting to see what I do next. They'll probably come in any minute to arrest me. But they won't get the chance. It's your gun, Evelyn. I gave it to you because you were afraid. Afraid of being alone in the house, but you never needed it. Now I'm afraid, Evelyn. I need the revolver. They found me out. Somehow, somewhere, I slipped. I wish I knew what it was, but there isn't time. Now I'll never know. Pick up the gun. Put it next to my cheek. It's cold against my face. And now, squeeze the trigger.
And Evelyn and Arnold were so happy. Too bad. But it's all over now. Well, not quite over. Just a few words more. A short comment from Mrs. Bronson. You remember the bridge-playing matron down the street? She's talking to Inspector Cook from Homicide.
Yes, Inspector. In a way, I feel sort of responsible. You see, Evelyn was such a dear friend, and there was this other person. Really, he was a charming young man, and Evelyn had been seeing him. I told her she was very wrong, but you know how it is, so I sort of covered for her, as they say. As a matter of fact, I called Mr. Stanton's office this afternoon and pretended I was Evelyn. You see, she had asked me to because today was to be something special, and she was afraid she'd be late. And then later he telephoned me to check up on her. I had to say she was with me, and when he wanted to talk to her, I pretended she just left. Just imagine. I told him Evelyn was on the way home. And then he went upstairs and found her. like that. Oh, it must have been horrible. I don't know what he thought, but he must have been overcome. People don't kill themselves unless they are. Well, anyway, he never found out about the young man. It makes sort of a perfect ending. Poor Mr. Stanton. He loved her so.
Mercy Killing, starring Barry Sullivan, was transcribed in Hollywood. Listen for another exciting story starring lovely Marcia Hunt, who meets the unexpected. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, presented under the supervision of Alvin C. Gershenson.